Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaipa.
Well, hey, Anthony. Happy summer solstice, man.
Hey, happy summer solstice to you as well.
It's exciting times, I tell ya.
Yes.
Really
exciting times are good.
Mm-hmm. We got some exciting times coming up for you tonight.
We sure do. We pack a whole lot of fun and excitement and giggles and everything else into this one hour thing that we call the Joe and Anthony show.
Ba-loop.
And there's Betty.
Exactly, Betty.
We always got Betty in the background. All right.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
And it's Anthony from Tampa.
Hi. Your Shamba host and lovable artificial personality unit, Betty here. My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 47. Happy summer solstice for Monday, June 20th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampa nights?
Well, thanks, Betty. I will give you the lovely Tampa Bay weather from KTPA, Tampa International Airport. Current conditions are mostly cloudy and 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is 45%. It's actually drying out a little bit, so that's kind of nice. 8 mile an hour wind speed, and our dew point is 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 71. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 90. So it's going to get a little warm again. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 92. We should be expecting heat index values as high as 97 degrees on Wednesday. Don't ever do that again. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Thursday, scattered showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Thursday night, showers and storms, 78. And Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. And that concludes your Tampa weather.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And
you're
now
very welcome.
For your current Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Well, folks, it has been a scorching day. I just got to tell you, at the moment that it's broadcast right now, it's 92 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is kind of mid. It's about 47%, so it's starting to calm down there. The dew point's coming down. It was high. It was like up into the 76 region here.
Ooh,
we had heat indexes of 100.
Ooh.
Current heat index, though, is 97.
Ooh, that's
hot. So that's pretty hot for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but tonight we're expecting mostly clear conditions with a low around 66. Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It's going to be cooler with a high near 81. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, and again, more heavy rain. So batten down your hatches, folks. It's going to woo! Thursday, 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., and then partly sunny with a high near 77. It's going to be really nice. Friday, sunny with a high near 80. Friday night, slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 73. And Sunday, we're going to see 88, partly sunny and just nice. So, you know, we're we're really starting off summer with just like these nice, warm, warm days and a lot of rain.
Wednesday,
it's going to look bad. Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of rain. And you know what? That is your Chicago weather. And hey, folks. Yeah, welcome to the show. Guess what? I got a new mixer. I'm really proud.
Yeah, right.
I just got to do it because that other mixer was driving me insane.
It was driving both of us insane.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that you could turn your head and listen to one of, what, three? Was it three radio
one
stations?
One of three different radio stations.
One of three different radio stations. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, all on the FM dial, so nothing was AM, thank God. But still, it was getting stronger, too.
AM gets a bad rap. Now,
yeah, well, but though, no, that's good, though. At least it's not being, you know, interfering.
No, I guess you got a good point there. That totally makes sense.
But, no, we went from going from a Radio Shack 4-channel mixer
that had
a bad ground and probably a bad connection inside to a Behringer. It's got FX. It's got 8 channels of goodness, auxiliary channels. It's just a sweet, nice, delicious mixer. I'm really happy with it.
We like sweet, nice,
and it's
and
got
delicious.
Phantom power built in.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to use that stupid little extension anymore.
And that stupid blue light that would blind you.
Was it really like a blinding
blue
light?
I'm going to keep that.
You should have just put a piece of electrical tape over it.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Oh, you should
but
always...
still, you know, if
you might have to go in the field someday. Chip Skipper might have to go in the field. We'll get you a little news van. It will probably be... it will probably
a little
be
El Camino.
A beat-up El Camino. Yeah, right? We'll stick an antenna in the back for your Wi-Fis. We'll give you 3G.
Right?
We'll give you 2G. How's that?
No, 3G at least.
You can broadcast at 16 kbps.
Oh,
filling out that stereo wave band all the way from point to point.
Well, with that said, folks, we got a new format change for the weekend. The 12 to 6 hour Eastern time, if I'm not mistaken, that used to be called the Joe Tech segment. Well, it is now called Weekend with Joe. And it's not only tech programming that's going to appear there, but we're going to have some jazz, we're going to have some music, some EDM stuff.
What time did you say that was?
A little bit.
Hmm? What time did you say that was?
If I'm correct, it's 12 noon Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, wow. You should clicky, clicky, linky, linky, schedule. That changed a few weeks ago. Well, you asked me a while ago. You said you wanted it in the evening, so you could listen to it on the weekends.
Oh, yes. I'm an idiot, folks. Okay, so it's from 4... Maybe Anthony can edit that part out. That would be awesome.
No, we keep it for prosperity.
Yes. This is an unedited show, folks. So, the correct time is from 4 p.m. to 2200, which is what time is that, Penn?
That would be 10 o'clock.
That would be 10 o'clock p.m. So, yep. 4 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, which would be 3 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central.
There you go. We got to change the name of it, though. It's not Joe's Tech Segment anymore.
It's now Weekend with Joe.
Weekend with Joe. Please submit a ticket on that, and we will work on it.
Yes, WW Joe.
WW Joe. It's WWJ.
Right?
WW Joe.
So we're going to do some jazz. We're going to do some tech. We're going to do some cool stuff in there. I kind of want to get it away from just like...
Just the
Smitty.
Text mega Smitty. I enjoyed Smitty. There were some pretty good parts of that whole thing. There were some I would listen to on when I was running around errands in the car. I'd be like, wow, this shit's pretty whacked out. I got to keep listening to this.
Well, there was one that's like some kind of parody that like gets crazy with music and then goes. And it's just like, whoa, it's like I want to be on whatever they're on.
They were probably on a lot. They were probably on a lot of different things.
But you do end up learning quite a bit of stuff, but I kind of want to break it up with some music, you know, make it so that it's, if you come on in and you hear some cool music and then all of a sudden it's, you know, the next hour is some really cool tech programming, awesome, and then music again, awesome. You know, a little mixture.
Wizards of Money!
Kind of like my weekend.
Kind of like your weekend. It's a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll. So,
yep.
So Joe has learned of our new schedule change from a few weeks ago, and now we have a new schedule change as of this week, which is weekend with Joe, WW Joe. Yeah. Okay, we'll work on that one.
Because I tried changing some things in a copy of one of the schedules, and it just didn't work out right.
It didn't work out too well. That's fine.
Nah.
That's fine. Yeah, it's kind of an amalgamation of a bunch of different Photoshopping and Excel, and it's really a masterpiece of different pieces cobbled together with scotch tape and Band-Aids. it's absolutely lovely. But it looks good. Right. I think it looks okay. I mean, you like the background graphic.
Well, I was going to use the wine image.
Why you want to use the wine image in the spot?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I can adjust the image to fit there.
I was thinking I might take a new picture.
Weekend with Joe. Oh yeah, give us a better picture. Because that picture was kind of crappy because it was the webcam.
Yeah.
So, if you can get a good high-res picture, that would be great. So Weekend with Joe means get drunk and tune in.
Exactly. And so make sure you do definitely tune in though to our website, which is triampa.info. There you can find our schedule. You can find little random bits that we post. You can find out about who we are, about our artificial units, Betty and Roger.
Yes, and we have some awesome artificial units. And I found myself, we have a house guest with us the past few days. And yeah, exactly. So I had to I was kind of explaining the show, and I had a hard time explaining the show because it's just a hard show to explain. But I did actually explain to her the AIs, and I found myself getting excited about it. I need to show her the drawing. I still forgot to show her the paintings, and then, you know, maybe have her listen to some Betty's at some time point. So.
You know what? If you're ever in doubt, folks, of what we are, we're a news comedy, an hour-long news comedy show.
We're radio theater.
Exactly. And we'll promote our own little personalities along with our own little personalities.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we're in an altered state of universe, and we talk about serious shit, and we talk about crazy shit, and then sometimes we just talk shit. And that's what happens.
Right.
Because, you know, that's who we are.
It pops out of our mouth just in the right moments at the right time, and it's good that we flow in that direction.
Exactly. So now there's something else that you are reaching out for that you've kind of been talking to me about with this new email address we created.
Yes.
So tell me what is your vision on this?
Well, I want to find a band. I want to find, are you a DJ or a musician or even a poet or another podcaster, for instance, and you're looking to, like, kind of hop on the bandwagon and, you know, you hear this show and it's got all these cool sound effects and you want part of that. Well, email us at playus, that's PLAYUS, at shyampa.info. Or you can give us a call at the studio, 813-327-8566. You know, just we'll figure out a way to get your content, no problem.
Yep, and you can always call. Phone lines are always open.
Yes.
Betty will awesome. Answer your call, and she'll tell you what's up, and then you'll go on from there. Either talk to us or you'll leave a message. She's efficient.
You know, figure it this way. Our studio, our server broadcasts 24 hours a day.
Yep.
So your stuff could get pushed on the weekend, could get out in the mornings.
Exactly.
You know, depending on what it is.
We can do anything with you. So, but give us a call. Send us an email. We'll get your music out there. You know, if you...
I guess
we'll
the play us... The play us was kind of a neat little trick on... stuff
that was cute. Play us. We'll take anything. We'll take any content. Yeah. We'll figure out where to stick it. And we'll work from there.
However, we do reserve the right to refuse content based on any kind of like intolerance and bullshit. Seriously.
Yeah, we don't like it. We won't put it on. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Just kind of exactly. So anyway, so you have some herbal essence oils that you need to talk about before we go into the next segment.
Oh, yes. Well, I've been seeing this holistic therapist and motivational life coach.
Uh-huh.
And this person is quite awesome. But you know what? We got some news coming up, so I think I can talk about that in the next little segment break.
All right. Okay. So we can do that way then.
And now for the news.
Hey, folks. Good evening from the Chicago studios. It's the Cho's Worldwide News Report.
Worldwide News Report.
Yeah. Now, you know, lately, adult diapers, and I have to be honest, on one of my Tumblr accounts, I've got a person that does this. And it's interesting because it's not always...
No, keep going, please.
You know, this person wears diapers, and they act like a baby.
Infantilism.
Well... Get this, folks. There is a store now in suburban Chicago. It's a city called Mount Prospect. And there's a new business for a baby store for adults. Well, dozens of residents showed up at a village hall some Tuesday night, calling for the business to be shut down or moved, according to CBS2's Aridrana Biagos. However, officials say they have no legal basis to bar the business. Tykeables, which has a 7-foot crib, an oversized high chair, and an adult-sized playpen.
That sounds awesome.
Things for people to come and play, take pictures with. Not everybody has access to a nursery, the owner says in a YouTube video, which I have to admit I have not seen the YouTube video. I wasn't that enthused to look. The owner of the store on Northwest Highway says the primary focus... No, the business is selling adult diapers for medical needs and for ABDL, or adult baby diaper lovers, some with baby or sexual fetishes. Residents, however, say what's going on inside the store has no place near schools and homes. In other words, not in my backyard.
Yeah, of course.
It's hard for us to swallow in this community, one concerned resident said at the village hall. He's getting his party go in there. And we're supposed to sit back and watch, another resident complained. The doors are locked at the store and customers can only enter by appointment. White panels cover the windows for privacy. They're not having sex with their diapers on. They're having people feed them and act like a baby, explained one resident at the meeting.
Okay.
It's a business that many people find at best distasteful, but that is legal, said a village official at the meeting. The village is investigating whether the store owner lied on the business application. However, the village attorney says civil rights laws may protect against any action against the business.
There you go.
You know, I think that if it's a business that does take care to keep a good image, and they did, and keep it clean on the outside, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? Even if it's an adult.
I may not be into it my personal self, but, you know, I don't want to... Now, we'll leave it at that. You don't need to be, like, unsanitary. We don't need to know about all that.
Okay. So, what that tells me is...
Yeah.
We're gonna move on.
School. You know, you need to spell things right, folks. Just anybody out there that's listening that's a printer or a graphics designer. School was misspelled on a California high school diploma cover. This
wow.
is a story by Jessica Perez from NBC News.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, clicky, clicky, linky, linky, because you'll see how they spelt it.
All right, hold on. Is it going to be a clickbait type of thing? Am I going to get a whole bunch of pop?
It might be.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
NBC is okay about that.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. Wow.
High school.
That doesn't even look right. So tell us about this.
Yeah. So graduates at a Southern California high school are getting one last laugh before saying goodbye after the school distributed diploma covers with a typo. A graduating senior at Ontario High School posted a photo to Twitter that shows a diploma cover handed out Thursday with the letters H and C transposed in the word school.
Right.
Good. Officials said that the misspelling was a printing error made by the graduation products company. You know what? If I was that company, man, and how could you not see that?
How could you not see that when you were putting the diplomas in the folios? Because they had to take the diplomas and put them in the folios to hand out to the students.
Maybe the company did all of it, and it just was in a box, and then they opened the box
right on graduation day. Wow!
But why
sad.
Did they give them out? Why didn't the school like?
That's send what I'm wondering. Back, right? I would have been like, you know, I mean, I would have been like, look, I'm sorry, you're all graduating today. You don't get a diploma because someone, you know, we had a printing. There was an error. We will send you your diplomas
but you know
later.
What,
what?
These days, with budgets at being zilcho and not being, and who knows, maybe the company was the lowest bidder and they don't do refunds for no matter
wow,
what.
Wow, yeah, right. Tell me about it. That's just ridiculous. That's so sad. All
yeah.
right.
And, you know, they didn't say that they were going to get new ones. They got an apology letter.
Oh, wow. That's so they get it. We're sorry, we misspelled the word school on your diploma.
Oh, wait. They will mail a corrected diploma cover to each graduate along with an apology letter.
Oh, well, at least they get a corrected diploma cover. That's ridiculous.
Mm. I don't even know where my diploma's at. It's somewhere in my studio.
I know where mine's at, actually. So, interesting. So, we have misspelled diplomas, and now we have...
We got some surfing toys.
Sounds like a Florida story, almost. It's close.
This is a shoplifter busted with Ooh. Surf and turf dinner in shirt
wow.
by Allison Friedman of NBC News.
Huh.
So, a Vermont man was accused of stealing beer, lobster, and Angus steak from a supermarket, and he faces retail theft charges. State police said they were notified of a retail theft trespassing incident at Hannaford Supermarket in Rutland on Wednesday. An investigation found that Anthony Sargent, 53, of Rutland County, or City, had gone into the store in violation of a notice against trespass
oh.
and stole $105.63 worth of items. Police say Sargent concealed the products under his shirt. The beer, lobster, and steak were recovered by the store when Sargent was stopped in the parking lot. He fled the scene before authorities arrived, probably with all of this Boutros hanging out of his pockets and shirts,
right.
but was later located by probation and parole officers.
How do you... I'm sorry. Wait. I have to stop you because we have time, and we're gonna drill down on this a little bit. How do you fit
oh, sure.
$105 worth of groceries in your shirt?
Well, you know what? You wear certain types of pants, though. That's the pants that really count.
Oh.
He was probably more in his pants.
Okay. Because they say that he had concealed it in his shirt, under his shirt. I'm like, okay. I mean, I get that you put it in pant pockets and stuff like that, but wow. Okay.
Maybe he tucked the shirt in. And
he looked lumpy.
Yeah, it was a heavy shirt. I don't know, man. That's... I saw a video of a guy pulling like racks of ribs out from his crotch area.
Ooh,
like continuous racks, and I'm like, how did you?
How do you do that? But they do. I would never try that. That's just not my cup of tea.
And especially lobsters. I mean, I hope they're not alive. Cause
yeah, right. Can you imagine if they were live lobsters stuffed down your pants? That's never a good thing.
No,
definitely not.
Not at all.
So I let you finish. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, but, you know, so Sargent has a court date set for June 13th which was a few weeks ago, which we do not have an update at this time. Okay. It was not immediately clear if he had an attorney, but he better get one.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Guilty. That's what it sounded like. All right.
He is guilty.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yabba dabba 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 doo.
Dabba doo.
Flintstone's footmobile was slapped with a parking ticket in Key West, Florida. I'm surprised you didn't see this.
What was it? Oh, I probably have to look at it. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Anytime I play this background track, it always goes awry. Have you ever noticed that? This is usually the background track for most of our things. Hold on.
Take a look at this, folks. We'll post this to our Facebook, but it's an actual replica of the vehicle resembling the Flintstones.
No, actually, I did not see that. I did not see that while I was there. That's very interesting. Interesting. So tell us about the Flintstone footmobile.
The Flintstone vehicle resembling the footmobile was given a parking ticket in Key West, Florida. And now, the officials in Key West, Florida, appealed for information Thursday after the vehicle resembling the Stone Age family's footmobile was found parked illegally on the street. The very vintage vehicle was slapped with a ticket. Bam! But the city of Key West said on its Facebook, everybody's got fucking Facebook. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, they said on its Facebook page that it would really like to find the owner before we have to take it away.
Ooh.
Now, where is Fred?
Where is Fred? He's with Barney. They're in Key West. They're getting kinky.
They're getting kinky in a hotel somewhere, and maybe they're staying at a mutual friend's.
Yes,
that's a very good possibility.
That's a very good possibility.
Now, before the ancient auto was sent to the impound, the city proclaimed the owner has been located.
Yay, located owner.
It added, thanks to everyone who helped on this, and thanks for all the funny remarks. This island is awesome. Now, they didn't say what the funny remarks were, which is really sad.
Really? They didn't tell us about the funny remarks?
Mm.
That's so sad. It would be nice.
But let's take a look at their Facebook page.
Okay, let's look at the Facebook
page. Because I am now very
interested. Let's do we don't have a Facebook sound effect.
No Facebook sound effect is necessary. Now, yeah, can you just take it? No.
No.
Sorry about that, Fred Flintstone. Huh. Maybe it's part of a movie that's being shot. Maybe it's Roger.
Maybe it's aliens from outer space come to suck out the gray matter in between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Okay, so we don't know who the vehicle... We didn't. That must have shown up after we left Key West. Had to have. Because we walked all around Key West and never saw a Flintstone mobile.
Well, this is May 26th.
Well, it would have been on the... They must have taken it then, between then and when we got there. So...
Yeah, May 26th.
Have taken off the street by then. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, it looks like the city of Key West had a pride.
Yeah, they do.
They just posted pictures like 4 hours ago. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you have to tell us
And now...
No, we're going to do this. There we go. Wrong one. Wrong cart in the deck. cart down.
What do I need to tell us?
You were... Before we started our thing, and before... My God, whatever you're doing is incredibly loud. It sounds like there's a forest fire going on. You have something crunchy. You have some crunchy wrapping, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, anywho, now your mouth is full, so this is going to be hard, but you were going to tell us about your herbal essence oils you've just recently received.
Ah, yes.
Yes, yes. Before we
These herbal essence oils are specifically designed for healing and protection.
Healing and protection.
And The point in the way I see it, and I guess it could be different for anyone, but I think the general point is you use it kind of based on your instinct. You know, you if you don't think about it, you don't need it. Okay. But if you think about it, then go ahead and weigh it out and see which one feels heaviest.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Whichever one feels heaviest, you apply. And that's what you do.
Okay.
And hopefully throughout the day, it'll either like calm you down or it'll take care of whatever need you need to have taken care of.
So you find it therapeutic in a way. Okay, well, that's great. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, but it's in conjunction with a little mind trick, and that mind trick is to be a bit repetitive in a thought. Pick one thought for the day.
Okay. Like,
say common sense.
All right.
And just explore that gift that you have of common sense throughout the day.
All right.
In any circumstance, whether you're driving or on a bus.
On a bus.
Or at work.
At work. At the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Eating lunch.
Exactly.
Anything.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, it looks like. And then we can chit-chat about this a little bit more, or we can go into Florida news. So, but we must hit our break. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes. All right, bye, folks.
You are tuned into Shyampa We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashbacks.
In the past, you saw a big Ford 4x4 pickup carry a Chevy pickup up this monster mountain of boulders. But now we're going to top ourselves by carrying a Chevy and towing a Dodge pickup up the same mountain. Because this year, Ford has the most powerful lineup of V8 engines, gas and diesel, of any pickup. And only Ford has independent front suspension for ground-grabbing traction. No wonder they're America's best-selling full-size pickups. The best-built American trucks are built for tough.
Moo and I, we got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings, too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings, if you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. It's knowing that you're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Vanilla Milkshake Day. I prefer chocolate milkshakes, but whatever. Why would they care what I, Betty, an artificial unit, has to say? Anyway, slurp on that wadong tea, and oh yeah, go grab your bong, bitches, and let's get started already with segment B, Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
So wait, what is this about a show on YouTube?
Okay, so I was just made aware of this show called My Drunk Kitchen.
My Drunk Kitchen.
Yes. And apparently it's a weekly video podcast on YouTube, and I just saw obviously only like a minute and a half of it.
Please continue holding.
Welcome back, everybody.
In a moment.
Stay tuned.
Whoa, what was that? My High Podcast. So anywho, My Drunk Kitchen, it's on YouTube. It's a weekly video podcast. I'm definitely going to take a look at it, and that might be a guest idea. We all got to work together.
Exactly.
So, anywho, we've got some beats in the background. I'm about ready to start my shit. Here's some crazy Florida news. Yep. Time and time again, I've given you stories about Florida criminals being dumb. It seems that the most important rule of being inconspicuous is beyond the comprehension of some. Sorry, I'm adjusting some levels as I'm going through this, so I'm kind of a little slow tonight. Either that or I'm just in an alternate universe. Tonight, the Florida Sun Sentinel brings us yet another example of such criminal. I got to take a drink.
Beverage inhalement.
Yep. All right. So Delray Beach police responded to a call at the 120th block of Southwest 4th Avenue, where a 31-year-old man said he was robbed at gunpoint. Mark Perdue said he was taking out the trash around 1 in the morning, and two men in a car drove up. They asked him if he wanted to party, and Mark said he did not. As Mark turned to go back inside, one of the men pointed a gun with a laser pointer at Mark and stole his wallet and cell phone. The police were contacted. One of the responding officers sent a description of the car, exactly, suspect and gun to another officer, who said the description sounded really familiar, sounded like Markin's Mark, 18. According to the police, officers reviewed a music video titled, all right, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Young in Feet, Spades Juggin', as part of another investigation. In the video was Markins pointing a black gun with a laser pointer. Yeah, yeah. Are you at the news story? Yeah, go take a look at that. Yeah, go take a look at that. Young in Feet, Spades Juggin'. Sure. Officers showed a picture of Markins to Mark, who confirmed that it was the man who robbed him, according to the police report. Mark was arrested on Sunday and charged with robbery. He's currently being held at the Palm Beach County Jail without bail if you want to go get an autograph of this aspiring young rapper. So, yeah. Sounds hopeful.
No.
Sounds hopeful.
Yeah. That's okay.
It's sexy time.
sexy.
It's time to get naked in Florida. It's the Nakedness of Florida weekly report, it seems, because there's always someone naked in Florida getting arrested for doing really strange things. All right. Well, actually, and well, anyway, so this comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News. Fort Walton Beach residents found a vehicle in the bay and some clothes drying suspiciously on a fence one morning. A neighbor had spotted the men's clothing drying on a fence when the car was being recovered from the bay. The homeowner was out of town at the time, so the neighbor had checked the house, but all the doors were locked.
That's good.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly how it should be. So, a Fort Walton Beach police officer investigating the submerged vehicle was in a woman's kitchen later that day discussing the incident when a strange man appeared, wrapped only in a towel. The naked man said, "Hi."
He's swimming.
Yeah, right. "Hi, I'm Joe, and I have no idea where I am right now." Yeah. The man, identified only as Joe, said that he didn't know where he was at, had no clue how he had gotten inside the house, since even with the doors all being locked, the whereabouts of his car, or even what had happened to his car. Joe had been sleeping in an upstairs bedroom, which the homeowner hadn't thought to check. Joe, who was moving back to Pennsylvania to live with his parents, had been out on Sunday night celebrating the Pittsburgh Penguins winning the Stanley Cup. His girlfriend called in a missing persons report when he didn't come home. His car was found about 100 yards offshore in the water, so shallow that the tow truck driver walked out to hook it up. Robert, the woman's nosy next-door neighbor, said he couldn't figure out why the intruder wasn't arrested. The officer said there really aren't any criminal charges that he could file that would stick. There were no signs of forced entry, and nothing was taken from the home. The only thing the officer could charge him with was trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. Just a misdemeanor. So,
wow.
Naked man in a towel.
That homeowner should just do Airbnb and just get it done.
Yeah, you know, you get make some money off of it. Charge his credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it was there. Hopefully not more than a day. So, anywho. All right. This is kind of a sad story and kind of a scary story, but I got a good one afterwards, so it's going to kind of lighten things up. All right. So this past week, we've learned that children and alligators don't mix. But the Northwest Florida Daily News brings us a story of a Southport man that thought otherwise. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation officers responded to a call on May 8th at the Bayhead South boat ramp that witnesses allegedly saw Eric Lane Coatney, 30, catch a small alligator and claim he was going to take it to his nearby home. When FWC officers arrived at Eric's home and took possession of the alligator, they said they could smell a strong odor of alcohol coming from Eric. According to the officer, the officer said, quote, "As I was walking up the driveway, I could see a white male in the backyard walking an alligator on a dog leash and harness. The subject had 8 children he was allowing to pet and play with the alligator where its mouth was while its mouth was unsecured." So, so this was like a live, active live alligator, you know, munchy. Children make wonderful alligator biscuits. Eric brought the gator right over to the officer when the officer promptly secured the alligator's mouth. Eric was issued a notice to appear for possessing without a permit, and he could not be reached for a comment.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be reached for a comment either after all that.
That's kind of ridiculous. With
8 children.
Right? 8 children. Just like, oh no, that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah. Is Eric a millennial? Yeah, that's a millennial, isn't he?
I think so. Probably. It's kind of scary. Yeah. So, all right. So, I'm going to finish this. Yeah. All right, I'll look that up. All right. All right, I need some water for this one. We got a live one.
Database accessed.
Yeah, something like that. So let's do one more for good measure. All right, here, we'll do this again.
Okay.
All right. So next time you choose a getaway car, consider a Ford Focus. According to the Crestview News Bulletin, 33-year-old James Jenkins was cruising down State Road 85 just north of Crestview, when an Okaloosa County Sheriff Office deputy spotted him doing 80 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour speed zone at 2:30 in the morning.
Sounds like the guy that thought he was going 115.
Yeah, exactly. The deputy began pursuit of the Focus. And the Focus accelerated, heading east on Bradley Road, entered a hayfield, drove through some hay bales, and then down a power line service road. The Focus was going so fast that it became airborne at times during the chase. Yeehaw! Yeah, right? Jesus. I never knew you could put a Focus through so much bullshit.
Wow.
So when the car finally became disabled, the driver, James, it gets even better, folks. The driver, James, got out of the dilapidated Focus, holding a large beer can, and began to run toward the wooded area. Once James reached the wooded area, he dropped the beer can and ran headfirst into a tree, receiving a minor cut over his right eye. I guess he should have held on to the can of beer.
Yeah, right.
When police returned to James' car, a passenger inside said that he had told James to stop multiple times, but James refused. So he was just along for the ride. We're flying through hay fields, hay bales, down service roads in this little itty-bitty Ford Focus. Doing 85, and that was the funny thing on the story. It said he clocked him at 85. He clocked him at 80. No, he clocked him at 80. How did he accelerate?
Right. It's like it's a Ford Focus.
Uh-huh, exactly. So the deputy
that thing
also
is not powerful.
It's not very powerful at all. So the deputy also spotted a small child strapped in the car seat in the back of the Focus. Right, exactly. The boy told deputies that he had been holding onto his car seat with all of his might during the incident. The child and passenger were not injured. So, you know, that's a good testament to that car. Clearly, if you can just like drive the fuck out of it, going 85 miles an hour through a damn hayfield, through bales of hay, exactly, and then like down a utility pole service road, which is probably dirt and bumpy, and that's probably how he wound up getting disabled. He just hit a pothole right in a flat tire,
hit a rock or something.
Something finally did it, but that damn thing he just went through a whole bunch of hell with that car, and it just cuz like a Timex, it just took a lick at it and kept on ticking. All right. So, yeehaw. So, James was charged with fleeing and eluding with disregard for the safety of others, driving with a license suspended as an habitual offender. Why am I not surprised? Child neglect, resisting arrest without violence, and a felony probation violation. He was also issued a traffic citation for the open container of beer.
Jesus.
And that, folks,
that's insanity,
concludes your crazy Florida news. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Visit cheyenne.info to find out how. Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyenne the Radio. Are you a band, DJ, or musician? Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Visit cheyenne.info to find out how. Back to you guys.
Well, thank you, buddy. Yeah, we had the mute button on the mixer set.
Yeah, you got new buttons you're going to have to deal with now.
Well, you know, it's good, though, because I didn't want to accidentally broadcast something from the laptop by mistake.
Well, that's important.
You know, I've got to watch
these
things.
No. I totally agree. I totally agree with you on that. I'm not going to argue. You just got more buttons to keep a track of. It makes for good promos. Good promos are important.
Exactly. Especially when I'm inebriated and feeling in a different world.
So have you had wine today? Have you been doing wine? No, you have not been doing wine. Okay.
No. Okay. I decided no wine today.
No wine for you.
Because you get headaches. You just get those nasty headaches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's drinking just does that for me in general because I'm getting old. Yep. So drinking gives me headaches. Especially wine. Yeah, wine will give me a nasty, nasty headache hangover sometimes.
Yes.
It is just something you just do not want to do. Ever. Ever. Mm-mm. So, all
right. You know, if you're drinking a good cocktail, don't switch to a cheap beer.
No.
That just doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't. That really doesn't. Yeah. That's bad. That will make you drive your Ford Focus through a hay field and through bales of hay at 85 miles an hour.
So, well, I'm assuming, though, that the Ford Focus is probably based off of some kind of car that was designed in, like, a Le Mans track, for a Le Mans-style track, or some kind of European auto car where they twisty and turny around roads really crazy. And we ran out of music.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, and so those cars have to really withstand a lot of suspension.
I don't know. I think you're giving it too much credit. I mean, it is a budget car. It's a cheap car. So I don't. I mean, and it's an econo box, and it's advertised as such. So I don't. I like where you're going with your line of. And if maybe it was a Volkswagen, I'd say yes. A Ford Focus, I say probably not.
So
it was amazing that he got wheels fluke. With it. It was a fluke. Oh, it was totally a fluke, too.
So we couldn't replicate this in another Ford Focus.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they may be built. I mean, just because, you know, they're built with standard parts, they might be, you know, still pretty well put together, you know. So, you know, the off-roading Ford Focus, we can start an off-road Ford Focusing club, and we'll be sponsored by Cheyenne Radio, and we can be the sportscasters for the off-road Ford Focus club. Ooh, this is getting exciting.
Well, I was thinking we could figure out how to experience it firsthand by getting ourselves.
I'm not necessarily. No, that if you want to go rent a Ford Focus and do that, you are more than welcome to on your own.
Well, I take the mixer with us.
You'll take it with live. You. There's no us in this. I will not be an accessory to Grand Theft Vandalism. And any other forms of property destruction and liabilities that might go along with it.
But anyways.
But if you do it, bring a webcam. Because I will watch it.
Make sure we take Roger along with us. You know, I thought I could have sworn, I seriously could have sworn I had a new Joe Wisdom in here. Oh, yeah, I think I do. I think I can play this. Let's try this.
All right, hold on. Let's let Roger finish moving.
Oops.
What happened?
Joe Wisdom here. It's been a while since I've had anything to say.
Okay, hold on. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm gonna start this over again.
Okay.
Joe Wisdom here. It's been a while since I've had anything to say. But you know, that's okay. Sometimes you just can't say it all the time. Sometimes you just need to shut up. I needed to shut up for a while. But I'm coming back. I've got wisdom. Oh boy, do I have wisdom. And the first wisdom is, don't get pasta at a newly designed food court. A place that you've never had it before. Because you might burp a lot later. Joe Wisdom. Only at Cheyenne.info.
Huh. Poor Joe Wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Joe Wisdom. He had some fartness going on there.
Fart explosions.
Yeah.
Was this the same location in which he was at earlier with the line that was 6 curls long?
Yep, where everything was sold out.
Really? So that's why the pause. So tell us, walk us through this experience. We have about 4 minutes. So let us feel your experience.
We came off the Brown Line train right at the Merchandise Mart. And it used to be such that you had to go through a kind of a corridor before you got to the food mart.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It was blocked off.
Okay.
But now it was literally right there as soon as you exited the train, and it was so much different. It's got this like 1970s feel, but more modern for the age.
The 1970s chic.
It's open. It's all open, but with lots of mirrors above and crazy globe lights.
Wow.
And lots of seating, and it was crammed.
Wow.
And the lines, though, to get to certain places were insane. They wrapped around so many places. It was like that at the food truck festival.
So, like, how many people, how many places were there?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say a minimum of 12 places.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And then there was more that wrapped around the corner, ooh, and those were more like fast food, Starbucks, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I think a McDonald's was included in that as well.
There's always a McDonald's.
You know, I went into the line that was the shortest, and that was at this particular pasta place.
Didn't work out well for you, did it?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like, maybe it was just the type of pasta sauce they used. I don't know.
Did you get red sauce, white sauce, green sauce, purple sauce?
It was a marinara sauce.
Brown sauce?
With extra meatballs.
Chicken sauce? Extra meat. Maybe it was the meatballs. Because you know what those hot dogs used to do to you at the hot dog place at the Thompson Center?
Oh, yeah.
Could be the meatballs.
Well, it was extra salty. And so maybe it was the saltiness that just kind of interacted with
it. Oh, was the whole thing salty? Or was it
just it was pretty salty.
Oh, that's sad. That's a good way to
ruin
it.
Plus, I had the
meal.
Garlic bread, and it was very garlicky.
Mmm. A little too much garlicky.
A little too much garlicky.
So, if you were to rate this restaurant, how many stars would you give it?
Well, I mean, for initial taste, I would rate it on, are we talking about a 5-point system?
Sure, let's go with a 5. We'll go with a 5. Let's go with a 5.726 system.
Then I would rate it at about a 3.785.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, you know. So it had some good points to it. It had a short line.
It had a very short line.
That's why it had a very short line.
But it built up after a few of us got into it. So
yeah.
You know, I did come at like 12:20 in the afternoon, so lunch was really just starting.
Okay. Well, so that's the 70s disco chic stop at the it's the merchandise mart, correct? The merchandise mart
that
stop on the Brown Line. That's where you need
to
stop.
So yeah, there's a lot of places in there. Go check it out and make sure you get a seat early because they fill up fast.
They do, and they're disco gloriousness. I'm lost in the disco. All right, well that's absolutely phenomenal. So hey, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning from 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, and I'll add whatever I want to. Thank you. And I've done a good purge on it over the weekend. I've neglected it. And I spent some time this weekend, and I did a good purge. So there's actually a lot of new fresh content on there. And a lot of the content that has been cycling, although number 9 is still there, and I don't know why. I thought number 9 was totally deleted, or did we just keep one number 9?
I think we kept one number 9.
Okay, so number 9 finally showed up again. Yeah, okay. So it's been a while.
And
so you know.
Tonight I'm going to work on some of the nerd monsters because I think there's two different artists associated with it, and I got to fix all that.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll do some cleanup on all those files.
Do some cleanup on all those.
And you know the Joe's the weekend with Joe segment is going to get a nice new intro, and so lovely.
Cool, yeah.
Be sure to visit us at GiantBanana.info for more info about us, and we encourage you to support AinfosRadioForAll.net and check out all the offerings they've got. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh wow, you just kind of—I thought you were going to kind of go. Okay, so fine, I'll do this. All right, so you can always give us a call. You can drop by the website, Cheyamba.info. Give us a call, 813-327-8566. Morning Rush Hour Show, we just talked about that. Betty, got a couple new Bettys up there, got some new content. Just try to keep your morning moving along. Then we got A-Infos, where we get a lot of our content, that hosts our content. We love A-Infos Radio, free radio for all, so it's radioforall.net. WEFT, World Labor Hour, we've been a guest on their show. We've been carrying their show for quite some time. A lot of good, interesting guests and information they have on there. And then Headphone Meditations runs during the weekends, especially if you like metal. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday night. Check out our blog at cheyamba.info. And remember, folks, my milkshake brings all the boys in the yard. Have a good night, have a good week, and stay tuned for a not brand new episode of This Way Out.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.